Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hello and welcome to the 21st episode of I Love Movies on handheldcomedy.com, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in front of a live audience. They do lots of fun shows here at UCB, including my own interruption show on the last Thursday of every month. So for more info, go to ucbtheater.com. Now, as a movie lover, I just stumbled onto something recently, and stop me if I've told you guys this before, but you know Snow White and the Seven Dwarves? I recently realized that Doc, one of the dwarves, is a jerk. And here's why I think so. He's a doctor, and he lives under the same roof with a man named Sneezy. And he doesn't even offer to help him with his problem. Hook a brother up with some allergy meds, yo. And don't get me started about Sleepy. He could use some help too. And institutionalized Dopey before he hurts himself or someone else. Ends up on Dateline talking to Chris Hansen. Doc should change the middle letter of his name to an I. My guest today is the opposite of a dick. Whether she is talking or singing, she's a joy to listen to. Please welcome half of the band Giant Drag, Annie Hardy, everybody. Let's hear it for her. Come on up. The Price is Right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on The Price is Right. I didn't want to
go. Oh, because I said come on.
Well,
you came from the audience.
I realized that I have really bad vision, especially in the dark, so I didn't want to walk back around and come out of the car.
Yeah, it's a treacherous back there, so you did the right thing.
Yeah.
That's how all the contestants on Price is Right feel. They could run back, they could go around the long way, but they just run right up the aisle and onto the stage.
They're plus, like, they're so excited.
Like too excited to walk behind flats and the backdrops and fucking Fuck Plinko is back there. You might run into Plinko. Now, first of all, Annie, I've heard rumors about Giant Drag. What's going on with Giant Drag?
Micah quit the band.
And it's just the two of you, right?
Yeah. So I'm not one half of Giant Drag. I'm one.
You're all of it.
Whole. Of
so are you doing the drumming and the things that he used to do?
No, I don't know.
It's just kind of a solo act?
Yeah, for now. I mean, I'm about to make a new record. So,
You sound pretty pumped about it.
Oh, yeah. I've never been more excited in my life. Yeah, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do about a drummer after I make the record. I mostly just don't want to think about it.
Do we still like that guy?
Yeah. Mike is still
It was
cool.
amicable?
Yeah, it was.
All right. I mean, I don't have to give him dirty looks when I see him?
No. All you right. can slap him a little bit.
Well, I do that anyway.
Don't take it too far. Right. I don't know. This business sucks. I was just talking to my manager today, and I found out that my lawyer takes 5% of all of my income, even from touring. It's like...
All of it, yeah.
What the... Why didn't anybody tell me this before I signed the contract?
You should be doing more things that lead to litigation just to make him, you know, work for his 5%.
No shit.
Like, it's break stupid. More shit when you're on the road.
I'm gonna fucking kill people in the audience. Because he's lazy, sitting on his ass while I work my balls off.
While you're out on the road not killing people?
I know. It's bullshit.
All right.
So I understand exactly why Micah quit. He's got life skills, like on computers, and he can make real money.
Nobody takes 5% of computer work from somebody.
Exactly.
You'll need a lawyer for that.
Like the government takes money, but that's it.
So he really just said he was tired of touring and being in a band.
And of me.
He was just going to be in computers.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
Spending all his time with you.
Yeah. Because there's only two of us, so we're like always around each other.
Right.
The only way it could have been worse is if we were boyfriend and girlfriend. Then we really would have hated each other. But we were just friends, and it just got so sick of each other. So... More
I'm
money
sure you're
for
looking
me.
Forward to. So you're just really gonna like just hire people to back you up, and just you're just basically gonna be the band.
Yeah, because then I don't have to give them like my publishing money that's already going to my lawyer, my managers, and I don't have to get heartbroken when they quit the band on me.
Just replace
I'm a psycho.
Them.
Yeah, I'll be
There's
like
another
whatever.
Bass player to the left, to the left.
Yeah, like that Beyonce song. Mm-hmm. Don't think you're irreplaceable.
Which is left, so romantic. Such a wonderful thing to say to a fella.
I know.
Don't think I can't have another one here in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, then do that. I'll see you later. That's how that song should end right there. Oh, you say you can replace me immediately? Well, then, okay. Sounds good. Sounds like a win-win. Let's talk movies.
All right. I'm scared.
Scared to talk about movies?
Yeah. I really have not seen a lot of movies.
In your life or lately?
In my life. I've never even seen Star Wars.
Like, I think we talked about that before.
Yeah. As a young person, when I could have been watching Star Wars and The Godfather... I was watching that movie Newsies 17 times. Literally.
Now, did you know Newsies was awful and that's part of why you loved it, or did you just love it?
I loved it. I really loved it. I mean, I was 12,
right.
but still, I loved it.
Robert Duvall with his crazy accent?
Yeah.
That came in and out? And then, who were the Newsies? Do you remember any of the names of the Newsies?
No, I can't remember anything.
There was a bunch of young actors that... are in stuff still to this day, a lot of them.
Yeah, like
wasn't
the guy
Ethan
that was
Hawke in it?
I don't think so, but that
he
guy that's
been.
In American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
He's in it.
He's hot. He was
yeah,
my
he's
favorite
good.
Newsie.
Well, have you seen Batman Begins?
No. I saw 3 movies in the theater this year, and that's more than I've seen in 5 years.
It's wow, this is going to be... We should have discussed this before I brought you on I Love Movies. Because that's all we talk about here on I Love Movies.
I watch I like movies, but I love television. So well, I watch movies on
I'll
television.
I'll tell you, I have a bone to pick with movies right now, and that's that there's several TV shows that I watch every week that I just sit there going, this is better than movies.
I know.
Heroes, for one.
I love that show.
Is better than movies.
It is.
Right now, anyway. It's better than Ghost Rider. Might not be better than Spider-Man 3. We'll see. Well, so what are the 3 movies you've seen in the past year or so?
I saw them all in a month.
You just went crazy 1 month.
Yeah.
Just like went to movies.
It was...
Say them slowly. I want to comment on each one.
Jackass.
Classic. so much fun. Almost. And I'm guessing one of the other two was Jackass 2.
Oh, no, it was Jackass 2. These are the ones I saw in the theater.
You've seen both Jackasses in the theater?
No, no, just the second one.
Oh, the second one, okay.
The Departed.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
And The Illusionist, which I thought was like big pile of dog semen. Stupid. Wasn't there another movie just like it about magic and shit like that?
Yeah, there was The Prestige.
Yeah.
Where supposedly at the end, the last part of a trick is the prestige. But I never understood that concept. That I thought it was called the ta-da.
Yeah.
Or the I'm fucking awesome and you're a bunch of dopes.
Or just like a tiger comes out.
Yeah. That,
oh, this is when the tiger comes out. It's my favorite part of all magic tricks.
But that's a movie about The Prestige is a couple of magicians that are like in a magician war.
Right.
And they're fighting each other, and there's somehow the invention of electricity plays a big part of it in it. There's a guy named Tesla. Who was, you know, I thought when I heard they're going to go visit Tesla, I thought they were going to go see the band Tesla. So I thought that's going to be interesting because those guys were not born for a long time. And The Illusionist, and there was like also Scoop had a magician in it and people dying. And then there was another one. There's like, it's so weird how movies work in these waves of all of studio executives just sit and pretend that there's not other movies that are the same thing, like all the Capote movies. But The Illusionist bothered me just because he was doing stuff about bringing people back from the dead.
Yeah.
So there was never a point where he's like, let me explain how I've been bringing people back from the dead. It's a projector and an actor friend of mine. You know, like that never comes up because he's really bringing people back from the dead. So that pissed me off.
But that girl wasn't dead. So how did that work? The end of the movie.
In that case,
they
just pretended to bring her back from the dead, even though she wasn't dead.
I hate when that happens. I hate being confused.
You were confused a lot during that one?
Yeah, I think it's because I wasn't really paying attention. I was so bored, and whenever I go to the movie, this is why I don't go. I don't like sitting in a chair for 2 hours that's not comfortable, and I don't like not being able to smoke a cigarette. They won't pause the movie for you, so you can, like, go and come back. So that's why I wait till a movie comes out on DVD or better yet on HBO and watch that shit for free.
What about on an airplane?
Oh,
I watch a lot of movies on airplanes.
I do too. That's where I actually watch most of my movies. Because
you can't get up and smoke anyway.
Yeah,
so
I chew Nicorette
well
gum. But the only problem is I'm so fucked up on sleeping pills that I nod out and I miss, like, a lot of the movie. Unless it will be, like, I'm on Virgin Atlantic for the first time in a long time, and then I get so excited, I'll stay up all the way from the UK to America just watching shit because they have the best entertainment.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff on there that you can watch.
They really do. But when everybody has to watch the same movie and it's not even like in the back of your seat, it's on a fucking TV screen for the whole plane. It's like,
people don't put down their shades. So
yeah.
There's light
so
shining
rude.
Off it. Jerks, we're here to watch a movie, not go get somewhere.
I know.
Oh,
stop,
I hate
looking
people
at the
so
clouds.
Much. So I was just on a plane with a buddy of mine and we were in business. And together and on the plane, and we they give you those your own. They go, do you want a selection of movies to watch in your own movie player? Mm-hmm. And they give it to you, and then you select from a bunch of movies. And my friend and I both had not seen Idiocracy, and that was one of the movies. One guy loves it, so is I. So we. We both put it in our separate machines, but he's sitting right there, and I'm sitting here. So now, like, he paused it at one point, and I was like, well, I don't want to see what happened 5 minutes, you know, a couple minutes ago, happening, you know, in my periphery, while I'm watching what's happening now. So I, you know, I paused it and waited for him to come back, and then spent a good 20 minutes trying to sync it up because I didn't like the fact that they were a little off, and it looked like I was watching a badly dubbed, you know, foreign movie where they used the actual actors to dub the language and still didn't get it right. And so it was frustrating. But the movie was, it was an okay movie.
Yeah, I saw that one.
On a plane?
No, at my dad's house.
Where there's an outside smoking area.
Yeah. So I missed a lot of, about five.
Oh, everyone else just kept watching whenever you'd go to smoke?
It was rude. But
I'll say.
It was my sister. I have a half sister who's like 37, and it was her birthday. And she's also like a born again Christian. So. And kind of dumb. So the whole thing just kind of went over her head. And
so she doesn't know how to listen to a podcast that you would be on talking about her like that?
Thankfully.
She can't even figure it out.
She has the internet or anything.
No internet?
I don't think so. I mean, she learned how to do emails recently, but I don't think she can, like, afford the internet. She lives in, like, Temecula in the government housing where there's, like, it's nothing but AIDS patients. Schizophrenics and psychopaths. And my sister.
Or as I like to call it, a dating pool.
Yeah.
Place that I would like to go to. I'd like to meet some of those folks. So, are there any movies that you are eyeballing, like thinking about forcing yourself to go and not have cigarettes for a few hours?
Yeah.
Zodiac's 2 hours and 40 minutes long, so I bet you can't even think about
that. Too long. Actually, I did want to see that one.
It looks good.
One other movie that looked
like... Oh, let me just say the great thing about Idiocracy is that if you left for 5 minutes and came back in, everyone was still stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there was not that much to catch up on. You're like,
right.
You're like, Dad, is everybody still dumb? Yeah, they're all still stupid. Okay, got it.
My favorite part about that movie was how Fuddruckers... slowly turn into butt fuckers.
Yeah.
That was...
There was several steps in the evolution.
Yeah. I like that.
Like, this title just got sillier and sillier until it's just finally like, butt fuckers. It's what every stupid person has thought it said anyway. No, that had some really smart, dumb stuff in it. I liked it.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but what was a movie that you're looking forward to trying to see?
Shit, I can't remember. I saw the commercial for it today.
Could it be The Hills Have Eyes 2?
No.
Which I think should have been called More Hills That Have Eyes.
I agree.
What about 300?
I don't know what that is.
There's one guy clapping over there, or lady. What did you see it, 300? It's not out yet. You're clapping wildly for a movie that
he anticipates
you haven't seen?
Its release.
It does look like it might be cool. But it also looks like it might be 2 hours of people yelling Sparta and stabbing each other. And not just stabbing, like leaping stabbing. Yeah. Like you can't... You're a pussy if you kill a guy from close range. You have to dive at him from a distance. And land the dagger that way. Well, I'm glad you're excited about it, but please don't clap anymore for things you haven't actually seen. That's like if I mention a city and you start clapping wildly. Are you from there? Nope, but I've heard of it. Gonna go check it out someday. Looking forward to visiting. What about The Last Mimsy?
What?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds
You're
like
just
I'm making
shit up.
No, there's a movie called The Last Mimsy.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. I've seen the trailer and I still couldn't tell you. It's kind of like The Prestige, but set in modern times, and with children.
I think I'd be too embarrassed to buy a ticket to that.
I'd like a ticket to The Last Mimsy, please.
And make somebody else go buy it for me.
I don't know what a Mimsy is, but whoever's making The Last Mimsy clearly does not have their eyes on a sequel.
They're
gonna call it The Last Mimsy. That's pretty ballsy.
They can make,
like,
Mimsy the beginning.
That's true.
They're doing that now.
Mimsy Rising. The Resurrection. There's a lot of ways they could go with it. You're right. They could make sequels. All-time favorite movies, Annie, besides Newsies. I don't want to hear about Newsies anymore. But I figured out also you like Newsies. because you're confused easily. And in Newsies, they were, you know, singing the headlines often.
Right.
And so you were just, like, totally up to speed on what was happening.
And I can still remember the songs. I think it's just because I really liked music. So I was like, hey, these guys are in a movie and singing.
Why don't you cover a song from Newsies?
They're a little bit...
pricey?
Yeah, a little bit
gay. It's a Disney
movie. I don't think people would follow what I was talking about anymore. Be like, why is she releasing an album full of songs about newspapers and being the king of New York?
I didn't want you to do a whole album, just one song.
I've always wanted to do
just
a
call
whole
and leave it on my voicemail.
Okay.
That'll be good enough. You have an all-time favorite movie?
I really...
Like a one or two cigarette movie? Like
shit.
It was that good?
I really like Almost Famous. Actually, I liked that up until...
Where they lose you.
A boyfriend, and I watched the movie while he was on tour, and I was watching all these dudes, like, getting blown by groupies, and I was like, this is not the best time to watch this movie that I like. Again, that movie's kind of like Newsies. It's got music in it. Fever Down.
And you think your boyfriend at the time was like just a pushover for a girl who walks into a room and yells, does anybody remember laughter?
Yeah. He's just a pushover for a girl who walks into a room.
And does all the... She did all the flight attendant language.
Yeah. I like stupid movies.
But that movie has... There's parts of it that I really do like. But that's one of those movies where I like get mad. I get extra mad at the things I don't like in it because I'm like, why did that have to happen?
Right.
Why did they have to sing Tiny Dancer on the tour bus?
I loved it.
Why, when they thought the plane was going to crash for 20 minutes, did one guy have to finally go, I'm gay? You know, everybody's confessing things. You're just like, okay, here it comes. You know? And... took place too long ago for that guy to even have been gay. They didn't have gays back then.
It's true.
Have you been in any movies?
I was in a commercial for the movie Orange County.
You were like someone coming out of the theater raving about it?
No. They made commercials for the movie, like, but that part wasn't in the movie. I'm sitting in a class.
Like, we don't have any scenes we could put in a commercial. This
is
fucking shit on ice.
It was really
weird.
So
let's shoot some scenes and show those in the commercial.
Yeah.
With, like, Colin Hanks or somebody?
I was sitting right next to him. We were in a classroom, and I was sitting at a school desk. This is when I did extra work for money. And he was sitting next to me.
I did extra work for the love of it.
It is really good. I mean, some of my greatest achievements, being in a Vines video, being on the first show of that 80s show, which I don't even know if it had a second show. It was so horrible.
They did a few.
Yeah, but...
So you're in a classroom with Colin Hanks.
Yeah, and the guy that wrote that movie.
Right.
The Chuck and Buck
White.
Guy. Weird looking dude.
Yeah, his name's Mike White.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying he's white, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's
I
white,
that.
And he played Ned Schneebly in School of Rock.
Right. He was at the front of the classroom, like, talking, like, just basically making up jokes, and then it was this thing like, all right, guys, who is your favorite friend? And Colin Hanks, like, raised his hand, and he's like, Chandler? Sorry, that's wrong. And then other people were raising their hands going, Jennifer Aniston, that's right. I don't know. It was kind of like Idiocracy, except saying that, you know, Orange County, all they care about is famous people and stuff. I'm from Orange County, so I know that's
true. That's all they care about?
Yeah. No, all they care about is doing drugs and fucking... all the time. I guess it depends which part of Orange County you're from. I'm from South County by the nuclear power plant.
Oh, yeah. So that's the drugs and fucking air
yeah,
district.
The beach.
Well, those commercials sound great. Do you actually have a copy of the commercial?
I do. It's extras on the Orange County DVD.
Oh, it's on the DVD?
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out.
You should.
That's awesome. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game before we wrap this up.
Okay.
You saw last week's show, right? So you kind of got an idea how it works.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick a movie and tell you what year it came out and then see if you can figure it out. And it's especially fun playing it with someone who sounds like they haven't seen very many movies.
I know, I'm sure.
So
I'm
can totally
do a good
burn
job.
You. Can totally. All right. So this gets 1.5 stars. Came out in 1992.
I was 11.
Max Casella is in it.
Don't know who that is.
Luke Edwards.
Never heard of him.
David Moscow.
Nope.
Charles Chaffee.
Nope.
Kevin Tighe.
Who's that?
Michael Lerner.
Never met him.
Anne Margaret.
Heard her name. She the Queen of England.
Robert Duvall.
Can't place his face. Heard his name.
Bill Pullman.
Think I know who that is.
And I think this might give it away. Christian Bale.
Snap. What year? 92?
92. You saw it 17 times.
Oh, is it Newsies?
Yes, it's Newsies. Could not have thrown you a softer ball.
It's true. To me, those people are their characters' names and not, like, actors.
Ready? Here we go. What is Christian Bale's character name in Newsies?
The guy that wants to go to San Jose and ride on the back of a horse.
That's his dream? Going to San Jose and riding on a horse?
Well, he sings about going there while he's riding on a horse.
Poor Howard the Paperboy. Because that's
a stupid name.
Because that's what it says here, is that it was or Howard the Paperboy. Newsies or Howard the Paperboy. Like, I don't know anybody that calls it Howard the Paperboy. You have to be really inside to do that. Ambitious musical about the 1899 strike by urchin peddlers of Pulitzer's New York World and William Randolph Hearst's Journal. Done in by lackluster score.
What? I beg to differ.
And cramped production numbers that seem cheap despite the film's hefty production budget. Duvall looking like one of the Smith brothers. Well, this is just getting mean to compare him to a cough drop character. Plays Pulitzer. And Margaret, the queen, needlessly pads film's bloated running time as musical performer who inexplicably befriends the lads.
Oh, I remember her. She's the slutty whore girl who makes friends with the Newsies. She's singing
for no reason.
Swing, and then they're like, oh, I want to have sex with you. And she's like, let's be friends. I think.
I am falling in love with Newsies.
You should see
all over again. It's directed by Kenny Ortega. And it says, directing debut for choreographer Ortega. And then it says Panavision. Like, that's something anybody cares about. Want to go to the movies? Is it in Panavision? I don't know. Then no. It's Panavision or nothing for me. What about CinemaScope? I said Panavision or nothing! How dare you. So you're going into the studio and making a new record for all of us to enjoy?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to plug? Lots of people listen to this. Picking up lots of new fans tonight.
I know. Check me out, giantdrag.com. Feel free to buy my album.
So you're going
to
keep the name Giant Drag?
I am, because you know what? I made it up. They're all my songs. Micah didn't even like the name when I brought it to him.
What did he want to call it? Howard the Paperboy?
He didn't have any idea, I don't think.
To people who shoot things down and then have no ideas of their own, that's wrong.
That's kind of what Micah did, but you know, it was good when he shot down a really
bad... You should have kicked him out right then.
I know.
That should have been the end right there.
I told him, you can't quit because you're fired. But then I was like, never mind. I think I saw that in a movie, by the way. Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's happening.
But then
in a movie
I was like,
times.
Wait, if I fire you, then I have to give you money. So never mind, you quit. I can't fire you because you quit. You can't handle the truth. That's what I know from movies.
I think that was also one of the billboards Paul was talking about last week.
Oh, yeah, I saw them.
Well, thank you so much for being on here. You're my first musician on the show.
Oh.
And first person that doesn't ever really go to movies.
Cool. Thanks for
Rita
having
Bamford
me.
Doesn't see a lot of movies either.
Well,
so you're sort of
I've seen the important ones. Not Star Wars, but Newsies.
No, I wouldn't even give you a hard time about not having seen Star Wars because Lucas has just ruined the whole thing and canceled everything out. Like I'm kind of happy for you.
Thanks.
Because you'd be really mad if you knew what he did to those movies.
Yeah.
But instead, you're like,
bad.
I don't care. I never even saw the supposedly good one.
Don't watch Harry Potter either. Shit's all for dorks. Got better things to do.
Annie Hardy, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for her. Until next time, this is Doug Benson saying, Doc is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for...